This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Kazan on a two-day visit to Russia to attend the 16th Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa BRICS Summit. The summit is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, told our correspondent, the summit will provide an important platform for leaders to discuss key global issues and it will also assess the progress of initiatives launched by BRICS. Mr. Kumar said, Prime Minister Modi will hold a bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Earlier in his departure statement, Mr. Modi said that India values the close cooperation within BRICS. He said that grouping has emerged as an important platform for dialogue and discussion on issues concerning the global developmental agenda, reformed multilateralism and climate change, among others. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the 5th National Water Awards 2023 in New Delhi today. The awards were presented to 38 winners in 9 categories. This includes Best State, Best District, Best Village Panchayat, Best Urban Local Body, Best Water User Association and Best Civil Society. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said, the government has provided tap water connections to over 78% rural households across the country under the Jal Jeevan Mission. The president said when the mission was launched in 2019, only 17% rural households had access to safe water. President Murmu added that due to the Jal Jeevan Mission, there has been significant improvement in the lives of people living in rural areas. She highlighted that the role of state governments is important in water conservation. President Murmu also expressed concern over the depletion of the groundwater situation of the country. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India's banking system has remained robust within low levels of non-performing assets and high capital adequacy ratios. She added that the financial sector has been crucial in sustaining growth by providing the necessary credit to fuel investment in key industries. The finance minister said this while addressing a session at Columbia University at New York in USA. The session's theme was India's economic resilience and prospects amidst a challenging and uncertain global environment. RBI Governor Shaktikant Das has said that India's growth story remains intact as its fundamental drivers, consumption and investment demand, are gaining momentum. In the RBI's monthly bulletin, Mr. Das said that India is likely to see real GDP growth at 7.2% for the financial year 2024-25. He added that prospects of private consumption look bright on the back of improved agricultural outlook and rural demand. The RBI Governor said government expenditure of the centre and the states is expected to pick up pace in line with the budget estimates. The notification for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase election in Maharashtra has been issued. Voting will be held on the 20th of next month. Nominations can be filed till 29th November. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on 30th of this month. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is 1st November in Jharkhand and 4th November in Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase, while in Maharashtra, polling will take place for all 288 assembly seats. Meanwhile, nomination filing for the first phase in Jharkhand is picking up momentum. So far, 25 candidates have filed their nominations. Polling for this phase will be held on the 13th of November. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd of November. India has dispatched the first tranche of assistance, comprising 30 tons of medicine and food items, today as humanitarian assistance for the people of Palestine. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is heading towards Odisha coast as the cyclonic circulation is gaining strength in Bay of Bengal. Through the IMD is yet to predict the exact location of the landfall of the severe cyclonic storm. Many weather models have said it is expected to make landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra off the Odisha coast. And that is the end of this news bulletin.